Time now for the lighter side of golf with our guy, the golf guru, Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. Lighter side of golf on the Fan.
Hey, I'm Bob Krause, and this is the lighter side of golf. Okay, I've got another question from Sharon Brock from Canton, Michigan. Her question is, what physical fitness program would you recommend for male golfers over 60 years old? This is a great question because a lot of guys, when they get over 60, think that they can't hit the golf ball any further, and they kind of give up on it. They lengthen the shaft of the driver to 48 inches and try to swing real hard at it. Now, if you keep in mind that the golf swing is really made of leverage. So the longer you keep certain angles in the swing, the further and straighter you're going to hit the ball, thus creating a lag and thus creating coil. So keep that in mind. What I would really recommend working on as you get older, even if you're a young guy, is flexibility. Flexibility is the key to really utilizing your body type to hit the golf ball much straighter and further. Make sure that you get the arms above the shoulders. Make sure you can get the left shoulder for righties behind the golf ball when you take the club back. A good full shoulder turn, in other words, is crucial. And make sure that you make a nice big hip turn. A lot of guys, as they get older and they creep up into their retirement, they don't turn the hips nearly as much as they should. So it really restricts them from making a big shoulder turn and gets their core not engaged as much as it should. This also calls an over-the-top move and cut across the ball and hit these big, high, weak fades. So what I would have you guys do is come up with some kind of a stretching routine, you know, maybe put the club over your shoulders, turn behind the ball, and so on and so forth. But just, you know, next time you guys try this stuff, just do it for a week and see what shows up. Now, I'm Bob Krause. That's the lighter side of golf.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Detroit weather.
Uh-oh, is that time already? What are you telling me?
That's right, Mark. It's when we want to weather.
Why are we doing it now?
Because we damn well want to.
I guess so. You're right. Yes, this is how it's shaping up for tonight. Rain will move in. We're going to be a little cooler for the next few days. Rain and 58 for a high tomorrow. We'll be in the 30s, upper 30s to 40 degrees at night in the next few days. Sunny and nice on Wednesday, high of 57. A little warmer, 62 on Thursday, up to 70 on Friday, but then back down to the 50s. So it's going to be up and down. Here we go. Currently in Metro Detroit, we're still hanging in there. Cloudy skies and 70 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
Because I'm a geek about it, and we did it now, and that's just the way it is. We'll do it live. Let's do it live.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Can't take it.
Love that. Right, never. That never gets tired. All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
All right, it's the top of the eighth. The White Sox now lead the Tigers 3-1. Annabelle Sanchez tried to make it happen for a while out of the game. John Danks has done a great job tonight,
actually. He was cruising along.
Yeah, he sure was. And, Evan Reed in now for the Tigers? Still going through his stuff there. 3-1 Tiger. White Sox lead the Tigers now in the eighth inning. Top of the eighth at Comerica. Dion Vicieta with the big hit, the RBI double, scoring Jose Abreu. And so Robin Ventura would like to win game one of the four-game series at Comerica. Thank you very much. Wings play game three of their Stanley Cup series against Boston, round one at Joe Louis tomorrow, 7:30. Series tied at one. Wings have only scored 2 goals, though. Fluke Glendening and Pavel Datsyuk in that 1-0 shining moment game in game one. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker and Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight, third quarter. Tight game most of the night. Memphis leads Oklahoma City 54-52. Mike Conley leads the Grizzlies with 12. Golden State and the Clippers go in just about an hour from now at Staples. Warriors lead 1-0. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game three. As I mentioned earlier, the Penguins scored 3 goals in like 2 minutes in the third period. We'll get an update from the Nationwide Arena. But last check, Penguins lead the Blue Jackets. B-Jacks were hoping to win their second ever postseason game. Pittsburgh with a 4-3 lead in the third period. And that game is just, I think it's over now. I think it just ended. And the Penguins will take game three of that series to up 2-1. Looks like the game is now over. Pittsburgh, with those 3 goals in the third, will beat Columbus after Columbus had a 3-1 lead. No score, Avs in Minnesota. Third period with only 2.5 minutes to play. Obviously, it's been like that all night long. No one's broken through. Blackhawks going to the second period, up 1-0 over the Blues. Jonathan Toews is first of the series. Ducks and Stars go at 9:30. Of course, in that one, Anaheim leads it 2-0. That's coming up game three in Dallas. Other baseball, American League Patriots Day game. Orioles beat the Red Sox at Fenway 7-6. Every O had at least one hit in that one. Kansas City leads Cleveland 4-3 now in the eighth. Texas, Oakland in about 20 minutes. Houston, Seattle in about 25. National League, eighth inning, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 5-4, despite 3-for-3 and a home run from Andrew McCutchen. Ike Davis also a grand slam in that game. So it's, yeah, it's 5-4, so not a home run. Take it back. 3-for-3 just for Andrew McCutchen, no homer. Grand slam, though, for Ike Davis. That's where it stands. 2-1 Atlanta over Miami in the eighth. Mets all kind of nursing this lead all night. Eighth inning, 2-0 lead over St. Louis. No score Arizona Cubs after a long rain delay. That is now the second inning at Wrigley. A-Ram with his third, Aramis Ramirez. Milwaukee leads San Diego at Miller Park 3-2 in the fifth. Rockies have hit three home runs already. We're in the second inning. Colorado leads San Francisco 5-0. Philadelphia and the Dodgers go in about 25. One interleague game. Again, talking about nursing a lead. Washington's led 1-0 pretty much for a while. That's the score still over the Angels in the eighth inning. PGA Tour stop this week is New Orleans for the Zurich Classic beginning on Thursday. And again, if you missed it, the winner of the Boston Marathon on the men's side is American Meg Keflezighi in a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. Rita Jeptu of Kenya won for the women, her second in a row, third overall Boston Marathon. Record time, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 57 seconds. For Keflezighi, the first American man to win since Greg Meyer of Michigan back in 1983. That is your sports wrap.
All right.
All right, Dominic and Sue. So you ain't coming, huh? Here, let's play. Let's play a little. I'll be Jim Caldwell. And you no, who does he have to report to, actually? Would it be Martin Mayhew?
Yeah, he's the GM. The GM would handle that.
Okay. I'll be Martin Mayhew, and you be Dominic and Sue.
All right, let's do
you
it.
You want to play that role?
We got role. Are we playing role? Is this we're playing?
We're playing Parker the Man role play.
Role play.
Parker, you don't have to dress different.
I was going to say, do I have one of...
French maid's outfit? No. No French maid's outfit.
French maid's outfit, crossless panties.
What are we talking about? Practice?
Very good, Allen Iverson.
All that right. Sounds great too, Gary. Good job there.
Okay, so.
All right, come on.
I'm Hey, yo, Sue, because everybody just calls him Sue. Nobody calls him
but
Dominic.
But you know what you call him. Come on, Martin Mayhew. More straight laced. He wouldn't say right. Yo. Come on.
All right, hi, Sue. Martin Mayhew.
Hey,
right.
How you doing?
Good. Just out of curiosity, we're just getting a head count. Allen Park tomorrow is a voluntary camp.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? Go ahead.
Voluntary camp tomorrow. Most of the players will be there. Coaches will be there, obviously. Can we count on you to be at the voluntary tomorrow?
I don't think I was there last year, right?
Well, no, but we have a new coach now, and we're looking for you.
Yeah,
know,
I talk to him all the time. I mean, we you know, we really clicked. We've talked and everything.
That's fine, but we need you to step it up a little bit, to be real honest with you.
Do I play during the regular season? Have I not performed for the team over the regular season?
I know we don't have a contract worked out for you yet, even though you already have a contract and you're going to be doing this.
No, but that's not. Do I perform during the regular season when it counts?
Yes, sir. Yes, Sue. So
have I disappointed you at any time during the regular season?
I wouldn't have stepped on the guy's arm from the Packers.
But see, you don't get it. Back then, we were going through a drought. I was doing a Native American rain dance.
Was that what it was? I never heard that explanation. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Sue. So no, it's a no go for the
voluntary. Dude, please. Did you say voluntary or did you say mandatory? Which one did you say?
It says it's voluntary.
Okay, then I'm volunteering not to come.
Okay.
How's that?
Thank you. Good talk.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
Talking.
You.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
See ya. You know what? I made it through. I'm good. You know, I didn't.
How can you? You know
back
what?
Back to live action now. This is Mark and Rob now. Back to regular stuff.
How can people say, this is what I'm hearing.
But we sounded so much like Sue and Mayhew on the phone.
It was just perfect. People thought it was like a tape.
If they just joined us, they said, how did they get a conversation?
Another fly ball to right field. Look at that. Look where he hit that ball.
Was that Miguel?
Yeah. Mark, do you see where that ball went? 0-for-4 again. The collar tonight. 0-for-4, weak fly balls, nothing. This is shocking to me. I'm starting to say this is shocking.
And he still doesn't look right when he runs.
No. That was a major surgery. I mean, we don't know. It's going to take a little while, but wow.
You know, that day he got the contract and said it's like the happiest day of his life. And he sat there in front of the cameras with that little bit of grin on him. I don't know. You ever done that before, by the way?
What?
Someone giving you something and you kind of think, I just hoodwinked you a little bit?
Hey, the Tigers.
You think he
He didn't hoodwink the Tigers. The Tigers had
no,
to
I'm
offer
not saying
up the
he
money.
I'm saying that you know what's going on with you. They may not know all that's going
Mark,
on with you.
They didn't do their due diligence. And just from the standpoint of there was no rush. He's coming back from surgery. All you have to do is let him play out. The day the season's over, the day that they make the playoffs, Mark, or whatever, here's your contract.
Okay,
I'm good.
So here's the deal. So he gets a phone call from the agent and says, dude, you won't believe this.
They want to give you a contract now.
Right
and
now,
they want to pay you $292. You know, roll over what you had.
They just had this horrible thing with Max go down. They got this hockey rink they're building. Dude, you don't even have to care. I'm telling you, come on down. You're signing a contract today for $292 large.
Mark, what I always tell you the Derek Jeter story, what would Miguel Cabrera would have done had there not been a pen in the room? Cut his finger open and make an X in blood. I'm
just
dead.
Like you said about Juan Gonzalez.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what Jeter said. He said, you kidding me? He said, I wouldn't have called, if they would have called me in the room, have the paperwork laid out, wouldn't have called my agent, wouldn't have called my parents. He said, I would have signed right there on a dotted line. That's when it was 189.
Boy, this could really be something. It could be spectacularly something.
I don't know what it is.
I think we're making a big deal over 15 games, and I get that. And it's not.
It's not that. It's not. It's not. It's just what we're watching that bothers me. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mark? He's going to get hits. He's going to be just weird. It's just I've never seen.
No, there's something amiss.
Something's
not right with him. It's just not right.
I'm telling you, the way he chewed me off yesterday was. He was frustrated. And
he doesn't do it often.
No. We have a good rapport. I will tell you this. We've always talked, not just about ball, but just in general. And Mark, he'll be standing across the field. He sees me get on the field, and you know what? He'll walk over and say hello. That's how he is.
I know he does.
He's not one of those guys.
He's been here long enough now. He's been around here long enough. We know what we can. There's a lot of guys, after they've been here a long time, you get their habits, you get their quirks. I learned it with Mags. I learned it with Pudge. Everybody comes to the door. You learn what they do, what they don't do.
One day, the Tigers PR staff, you know, the old guys, Brian and Rick, they were kind of ripping on me in the dugout before a game. And Miggy was there, and he looked at them. He goes, "Why are you ripping on them? Why are you ripping on my guy?" That's what he said to him, because they were like, you know, like going off on me or something. And he's like, "Why are you ripping on my guy?"
And they shut up.
And they stopped. It was just funny that he came to my defense in that situation.
I still can't believe Brian Britton is now the Bill Brown.
He's Brownie.
He's Brownie.
He's now the traveling secretary.
He's the traveling secretary. What an old phrase.
That's a good job, though.
That's a great job.
You know why? You get meal money. You get meal. Yeah. You know how much meal money that is?
You get to travel a bit. You get to do your thing.
Travel all over the country. Yeah. That's a good deal.
What the hell? All right, last call time coming up. We'll do a little wings business because tomorrow we hit it hard at the beginning.
See, playoffs are over. We saw your game yesterday.
Really? Are we done?
Both Sox.
Nothing to see here?
Bruins will not lose another game.
Really? So that's it? Two wins at Joe Louis.
Yep.
Two wins.
Yeah, I just told you.
And then back to Boston for another
wrap
win.
It up.
That'll be it. All over. Okay. All right, well,
Mark,
I
you
guess
can't
we're done.
Win when you score two goals. In two games. And
no,
you said one was a fluke.
It was Fluke Glendening. Come on. His name is Fluke Glendening. It's got to be, right? The guy's name is Luke Glendening. We got to go with Fluke Glendening. Guy just signed a new contract here. He hasn't played much, but 15 minutes with this club, and he got a new deal already. And then Pavel got that great goal in game one in which the Wings.
That was a big game right there.
And you could say they were lucky, but to go 60 minutes with that team toe-to-toe in Boston, that was a hell
of
an
effort. And to shut out that team with those players.
What do you always say? Can you pitch a shutout every now and then, Jimmy Howard?
Jimmy Howard did it. I was impressed, Mark, but you know what? They don't have enough goal scoring. They will not beat this team. This team can score. The Bruins.
All right, last call, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Back on the Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you, I'm talking to you, from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you need to contact, I'm looking right at you in the camera, United Credit.
That's right, Mark.
So you should contact United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees, even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years experience, they've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, that's your BBB, and have achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients. I'm telling you the truth. It's satisfied.
That's right, yes. Mark. So let them help you restore your score. I love that.
Instead of restore the roar, restore the score.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone. They have people listening. Or Mark, you can call 24 hours a day. You don't have to wait till the morning. Pick up the phone. You can call right now. 877-274-7654.
877-274-7654. It's United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United credited.
All right, Tigers are trailing the White Sox. It's still 3-1 in the ninth. So little changes with them sometimes. These scores just go forever. Penguins beat the Blue Jackets tonight 4-3, getting three goals in the third period to do it. Stars and Ducks are just underway. Blackhawks still lead 1-0 in the second. But Minnesota and Colorado have not scored. They're going to overtime. 0-0, 0.0, Mr. Blutarski. Daniel Day Simpson has no great point. That's still my favorite. 0.0. That's what it's at. We'll talk more about Dominican Sue and the Lions and what their thing is with the voluntary minicamp starting tomorrow.
You think he's still coming?
I can't imagine he'll be there. And Wings tomorrow. We'll start the show off with the Red Wings tomorrow before the game again. So if you're heading down to Joe Louis for game 3, 7:30 start. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, I believe. So for 7:30 start, tune in to us, and we'll talk Red Wing hockey. Call in while you're sitting in line waiting to get up to the roof or where you're parking.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I just – after I figured Boston obviously was going to come out crazy hot, Mark, because it was their season. They knew that, right, Sunday? They can't afford to lose two games at home. It was their season. They came out with fire and brimstone.
But it was even that look on Chara's face as he's doing that little deal with Brendan Smith, the kind of like teasing him a little bit.
Like, you're please.
Like, what were we thinking losing game one anyhow? It was almost like a kind of an overview of the microcosm of the series. Like, Chara's not going to let this thing get – Chara's amazing. For a guy that big, he's not a novelty. He's a really good defenseman. I mean, he's just really good at what he does. Now, being 7-1 on skates doesn't hurt either. But he's not one of these. Who was that big guy that used to play for the Willie Plett or someone? Who played for the Rangers? Who was that big weird?
I remember that name.
Was it Willie Huber, too? Willie Plett? One of those guys who were like 6'5". That was just a novelty.
No,
they
no.
Weren't even any good.
I think Herman Munster was his name.
That Herman Munster.
did
Herman
he play?
Munster. Herman Munster. Dude, is there anybody? Anybody in the 21st century we can get into here.
What, you want me and Leland to update our material? What do you want me to
Jim
do?
Jim Leland, too. Jim Leland. You know what, though? Brad Ausmus, so far, I don't know. Does he have a 21st century rap to him? You've heard it more than me. I don't know.
You know what's crazy is that Leland...
I had to listen to Ausmus back in the 90s. I've had enough.
You know what? I give him credit, Mark. I gave him Sunday after the game. I finally got a chance to talk to him one-on-one. You know what I mean? After everybody kind of left, I walked over to him and I said, "Hey, Brad, Rob Parker." And he goes, "Rob, I remember you when I was here." He goes, "I remember you."
Who, Ausmus?
Yeah, I was really impressed.
Why would he not remember you?
I don't know.
He's here twice.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, Brad, you come here twice.
He said one time, Rob.
And then you show up to do a thing, to be a manager. You come here once, Brad Ausmus. All right, well, we're done anyway.
Well, he needs somebody to start scoring some runs for his team. I'll tell you that.
On Justin Miller in the game for the Tigers first time.
Here we go, Mark. Here comes the good part. Here we go. I told you all through thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. All right, Mark, let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, Matt, and his video streaming minions, Sarah and Joshua. You know what, Mark? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them.
Tomorrow,
tip our caps to you.
Tomorrow's a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday, don't forget.
Can't wait.
Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday right here, so you want to be here for that.
And tomorrow's the Art Regner edition of it.
Is that right?
Yes.
I talked to Artie today.
Did you?
I absolutely did.
Good.
And, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and you can email us at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com, okay? He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio is next. Jason Smith, Matt Shepard tomorrow, 7 to 10.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
NBC, you later.
Michelle Wee, first win on American soil. Call me. Thank you.